Welcome to the Jim Baker Show, coming to you from the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today, our special guest is the Senior Executive Pastor of Eagle Mountain International Church, host of Flashpoint, and our dear friend, Gene Bailey. Our co-hosts today are Maricela Woodall, Mondo De La Vega, and I'm Tammy Sue Baker. And now, direct from their home in the Ozarks, here's your hosts, Pastor Jim and Lori Baker.
Thank you, Tammy Sue Baker, yes. And welcome to our show today.
That's right. Hi there.
Dr. Gene Bailey is the Senior Executive Pastor at Eagle Mountain International Church in Newark, Texas, with Kenneth Copeland.
That's right.
And he's the host of Flashpoint.
Yes.
Seen on the Victory Channel, and it's going crazy. The new...
I love it.
New show.
Yes. Yes.
That everybody's watching.
That's right. That's right.
And Lori's watching it even.
That's right.
I'm so upset. My wife is watching Gene Bailey.
I love it. I learn a lot. I love
Gene
learning.
Bailey started at our Bible, our school, our television broadcasting school, when he was just 17 years old.
That's right.
And he's been in broadcasting for all these years.
That's amazing.
And
look at the picture. Wow. Wait, we can't wait to talk to him in a minute. Come on, honey.
Oh, they're showing some of the people.
I
hadn't seen those pictures in a long, long while.
Yes.
And there's some of the guys. That's the crew that was building our ministry back in those early days.
That's right. Amazing.
Gene is also the host of the award-winning program Revival Radio TV.
Right.
Gene was a contributing editor and writer in the book Prophetic Words for 2020. So please welcome to our program today, Dr. Gene Bailey.
Great to have you, Gene.
Thank you. Good to be here. And I am great. I'm great. Glad to be with you today.
Are you wore out now? Well, you're doing so much television and all the work you do. Do you have a title at the broadcast network as well, or do you're just mainly hosting shows?
I'm over the network. I don't know what my title is, but the network is my responsibility, the whole thing.
At PTL, when we trained in the school, we trained everybody to be able to do everything.
That's right.
And that my theory was that if we ever had a problem, somebody was sick or something, somebody else could take that place. Mm-hmm. But I wanted everybody to do every job. And that's basically what we still do here at PTL, call this PTL now.
That's right. Yes.
But you were a teenager when you came to our school, and... the very first year, is that right? What year was that? Do you remember?
Yeah. Well, it was 1978. Was actually the first year of the Heritage University is what it started as, and I came straight from Atlanta, Georgia, moved up to Charlotte, and got plugged in that year, and the rest is history, they say. But I learned more than I ever thought I would, and boy, what a great experience. It has been a valued bad time so much. Thank you, Jim, for planting in us as young people that desire to reach the world with the message of Jesus Christ. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
A lot of great broadcasters came out of our school over those years. And a lot of the people that work on your team now were there with you in our school. Isn't that right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I've got several. Lighting director, Dale Mock. Of course, Dale Hill works with me, even though I know you say you had him first. And, of course, so many other people from around that come through. Daryl Chester still does some work here and there for us. So, yeah, I got several people here that are helping out with the network because they're good people that came from there.
Yeah, it was amazing. You know, when our world fell apart, God... It was sort of like an explosion. The people were exploded all over the world. Mm-hmm. And they're the ones who, many of them, just like Dr. Gene Bailey, can you imagine? Gene was a teenager, 17, And he said he even had to mow the lawns or something.
Work the ground.
They started them out, you know. They always started out in a job that was humble.
That's,
you know,
right.
But did you learn your calling, that you were called of God to do broadcasting in those early days? Or when did you feel the calling? Before you went to school, Bible school, or what?
Well, actually, it's funny you ask that, because I was struggling with what to do. On one hand, I wanted to be an actor. On the other hand, I thought TV was pretty cool and interesting. And at that point, I could do both at Heritage USA and PTL. So I went and actually started and went to the school for that first year, and then tried out and became part of the PTL Players, the drama group. So I got to do both things. And then as the years went by, I decided, you know, TV really is where I'm having more fun, and I felt more called to it. And so that's where I moved more into that. But I learned a lot. I learned so much in that, and even in the acting and how to present yourself. And it was so valuable. In fact, there has not been a school since that gives you everything that we got in about 18 months that we did there at PTL.
Wow. Amazing.
It was hard work, but for everybody. But I'll tell you what, the kids that went to our school, they learned.
That's right.
And they learned by hands-on, by doing. And I'm proud of them all.
Absolutely.
And, you know, the devil thought he killed Heritage USA, but he didn't.
That's right.
He just scattered the team all over the world, and they're
right.
You know, like, I am so proud of what Gene is doing, and we're going to talk about his new show, Flashpoint, and he does other shows besides that.
Yes.
But I am so proud of what he has done and how the team has really stayed together. Gene, what happened in 2006 that derailed your career path and your calling?
Well, you know, I had spent, of course, I was there at PTL for 10 years and then went off. I came here to Kenneth Copeland to help start a daily TV program in 1988. And we built a studio, built a TV truck, built the staff. Then I went out on my own and traveled the world, did a lot of third world stuff, got shot at, shooting, televising stories of missionaries, and really doing a lot of third world stuff. Came back home, and at that time thought everything was full steam ahead, and came home to a divorce that was waiting on me. And I learned a very valuable lesson. You can't have a ministry if you put the ministry first before your family, and that's just not going to happen. So it fell apart, and I kind of had lost my way there for a little while, trying to figure out, well, is my life over? Is ministry over? Because, you know, it's better than it used to be, but to be divorced, everybody has a raised eyebrow, and everybody wonders, well, is this guy really got it? But the biggest enemy I had to overcome was the enemy within, and that was understanding who I was in Christ and understanding I may have made mistakes and messed up here and there, but I can keep going, and God only has plan A. We think there's plan B. He only has plan A. We just take different roads to get to plan A sometimes. So I got off the road a little ways, but then I got back on and picked right up. So, I really learned a lot. And during that season of life, you know, I heard Rod Parsley say one time, there's no grass grows on the mountaintop. It only grows in the valley. And that's really what I felt like. I grew so much, it just didn't feel like it during that season. So I got back up. Wrote my first book and started back in and doing more television, and it just kind of took off from there, as well as doing ministry. So I was really dual vocational there for many years. I worked with a lot of ministries and helping do TV, but then I was also went back to school, got my degree, and then went into doing more pulpit ministry and traveling around and seeing God move. And it's been a great. I have no complaints. God's been very good to me.
You know, Gene, I can remember when you were going through that season of your life, and you actually came to our ministry. You came when we were in that little studio at the old restaurant, and we called it Studio City Cafe.
Yeah.
And I can remember you coming during that time, and You were broken. You were really a broken man at that time, going through that the divorce, and yet you stayed faithful. I remember that feeling of, look at you, Jean Bailey. You're staying faithful to God, no matter what, as painful as what you went through. And I just want you to know that.
You know, I wouldn't have asked you the question. I hope you don't mind me of asking that question about what happened there in 2006, but I don't trust people who haven't been broken, that haven't gone through something. Yeah. Whom God loves, He chastens. Somehow you go through something, and it's those things that make us. And you have a wonderful wife today,
and on
our way to the Billy Graham funeral, we stopped and picked up Kenneth Copeland's airplane.
Well,
I didn't pick
so
it up. I mean, their pilots drove us to.
Remember, Gene, we had to run from. We were on Daystar that night, and with Marcus and Joni, and then they drove us quickly to the airfield, and you and your sweet, precious, beautiful wife. At like what time in the morning was it? Like 1 a.m. It felt like, I don't know. And Ricky was with us, and Kenneth Copeland was gracious enough to fly us to Charlotte so we could be at the Billy Graham funeral in time.
President of the United States was at that funeral,
right?
And so the airports were closed.
Yeah.
And so we had to get in on an unscheduled aircraft before they closed their. So Kenneth Copeland loaned his jet to us.
He sure did. Yes. And Gene, you were
and
there.
And Gene was there.
So comfortable that you were there to greet us, even though it was, what time was it? Like midnight or 1 a.m? It was just late is all I remember. So thank you for that, Gene Bailey.
So we're like ships in the night. We only at the airport and all. You became a student of revival. Explain what that means and what happens next.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Jim, in 2013, 2014, here at the church on the grounds of Kenneth Copeland Ministries, Eagle Mountain Church, we were seeing God move. And during that time, some of us got together and we were comparing, and I was comparing notes, and God was waking me up in the middle of the night, and I was watching videos. I was searching high and low to find anything I could on revivals in the past, because what we were seeing was a new move of God happening at the church. So I was sharing with some of the folks here and some of the crew guys here, and I said, hey, let's do a radio program, because we just launched an online a radio station, and said, let's do a radio program. We'll call it Revival Radio, and we'll talk about the revivals. I mean, how many is there? 10? You know, it'll just be a few. And then, you know, boy, was I wrong. I had no idea what we were stepping into this journey. And God brought so many. I have such a great staff of historians and researchers from all across the country. We have access to so much stuff that no one else that I know of has been blessed with, that we're able to dive into these revivals and see not just what happened, you know, with the signs and wonders, but how did it affect culture? And I know you've had Lance on there, good friend Lance Walnow. We talk about the purpose of a revival is reformation. It's not just supposed to be and everybody has a great experience and then we don't go anywhere. If we don't reform the culture, if we don't affect our city, our town, our villages, our families, then revival is just a flash in the pan. It doesn't do anything. The very nature of the word revival means to bring back to life. And that's what revival is. And I learned that it doesn't have to be a big Pensacola revival. It doesn't have to be an Azusa Street or a Welsh revival or the African revivals with John G. Lake. All it needs to be is one person willing to take a step and be the one to start something. We have, especially in America, we have this idea, revival's got to be some big thing. I've got to be on a big stage with thousands and thousands of people. And that's simply not the way these things started. One of my favorites is the Great Hebrides Revival 1949. You got two little old ladies praying for a revival off the Isle of Lewis. And they prayed, and look what happened. look what happened with the Great Hebrides Revival. We all know there's a connection with that to the Trump family. So you never know what God's going to do. If you say, I'll do it, I'll witness, I'll be the one to stand up and say who Jesus really is.
You know, one of the great revivals that I think sometimes we miss, we overlook, and it's the revival that came about through Christian television. I know we kept a count of all those that were saved. We actually did follow up. We would give their names to the local pastor. At one point, I remember building a church because there was no church in that community, and so many people were being saved through our television broadcast. But from Christian Broadcasting Network, Pat Robertson, millions have been saved.
Right.
Millions have been saved through TBN. Millions have been saved right now.
Right. With Daystar. Victory, with TBN.
Yeah.
With all CBN and now Voice of the Prophets. I mean, it's exciting.
But there's millions saved through Christian television.
That's right.
I believe God has ordained Christian television to bring in the coming of the Lord.
Yeah.
The gospel has to be preached in all the world as a witness to all nations. And I believe, Gene, that you're a real major pillar in this outpouring of God's Holy Spirit and salvation. Tell us, what are you doing right now in ministry and overall?
Well, you mentioned Flashpoint. Let me give you a little history on that program. I would love to say it's because I'm so smart, but I listened. And Kenneth Copeland said to me, Gene, the election's coming up. We need to talk more. You need to do something. So I said, yes, sir. And so on a Wednesday, I came up with a name. We edited it open. And on Thursday, we started. And that's what we did. I started bringing it because here's the thing, Jim, and I love Voice of the Prophets, you mentioned, is that it's time for the prophetic and the political to come together. A good friend, Hank Kuhneman and Lance Wallnau, were both friends of mine, and I wanted to get them together to come and bring a perspective of what was going on. Then Mario Murillo came in, and it just really gelled. Then we suddenly had such great response. We were getting some of the White House involved in knowing what we were doing and enjoying it, and our numbers skyrocketed. Trust me, no one is as surprised as we are because we're just along for the ride. This is Holy Ghost led. I wouldn't dare touch any of the glory about it, but we started with that. And what Kenneth Copeland prophesied this, I guess it's 2 years ago now, about the streams of ministry coming together. And this has been my heart because, listen, the church is notorious. I don't know if you know this, Jim and Lori, but they're notorious for turning on each other and not allowing each other to work together. We have more in common with each other than we do apart. We agree on more than what we don't agree on. And this is where we've got to be able to stand together. And so what you're seeing with Flashpoint is just the tip of the streams of ministry coming together. There are people that are coming on the program that aren't exactly, they're definitely not Word of Faith, but they're not against us. They're not Baptist, but they're not Pentecostal. Then you got a Pentecostal, then you got a prophet. I mean, it's time for us to come together as the church. And this is what PTL did so many years ago. You had all these different people on. You really were the forerunner in this, and you were right. Christian television was indefinitely a great revival that happened. But what we're seeing now, Jim, and I'll turn it back over to you, what you're seeing now is is the next level of television ministry, because now people can't go. You can't go to many places and have 5,000-10,000 people in the room because of masks and COVID and concerns. So how do we do that? How do we get the word out to people? We do it by the media. We do it by television. There's still in-person meetings will still go on, but we've got to spread. It's more important than ever what you're doing there at PTL, what we're doing here at Victory, to spread the gospel through television.
Wow. I'm so glad to see you on this cutting edge of this, because this is what is so necessary right now.
It absolutely is.
You know, we're getting ready to move back to our studio, God willing, and then build our, we're starting to build to this month our new studio
for the Hall
of the Prophets to have services there every night,
right,
every day, and teachings and preaching, people coming from all over the world. God has shown me that this is going to be something that in the prophecies of Corrie Ten Boom and others about what God was going to do from here in this mountains. But together, I love what you're talking about, this unity. Because it's going to take the church standing together, coming together, loving each other.
Yes.
And we've got to stand strong.
That's it.
I think what Gene just said is so powerful. We are going to have to work together and break all the boundaries, break all those rules that were made years ago that, you know, Baptists couldn't mingle with the AG and the AG couldn't mingle with the Presbyterian. I think right now the people are so hungry to hear the word of God.
Well, the old things were, you know, if you appear on one television Christian network, you can't be on the other one, you know.
that's
the world spirit. That's not the spirit of God.
No,
we're going to have to be together. Amen.
Yes.
I mean, my daughter had an article from Franklin Graham.
Yes, Franklin Graham has sent out a warning really to the church about the Equality Act, and we don't have time right now, but you have to go to his website at the Billy Graham Foundation and see the warning that he is giving to you and I and what is taking place right before our eyes. This is
what we have reported. This is what we've talked about. This is what Flashpoint has been talking about and is here, is at the doorstep. And it's time for us to continue to sound the alarm.
God's good, doing miracles. Yeah. But God has spoken to me that if we don't stand together, we'll fall apart.
Right. Amen.
And we've got to start standing together. We've got to. And I love Gene's saying.
That's right.
And Gene's one of the young warriors out there now with Christian television. And so this thing with Franklin Graham, I don't know if you've heard this or not, Gene, but... Just give me that article quickly. But it's the Equality Act. And I don't know if you heard about what they're trying to do and what Franklin Graham's saying. Have you heard about this, Gene? Because I'm sure you remember back from actually early Christian television where there was like an Equality Act, which was anything but equality.
That's right. No, absolutely. In fact, we're just talking with Franklin Graham. We're doing the show. We did a show back in February 25th. That night, we did a whole show on the Equality Act and talk about it because, listen, it is already passed the House again, and it's heading to the Senate. And we've got our work cut out for it. This is where believers have dropped the ball, if I can say. The church has dropped the ball, Jim. We've been hiding out because we didn't understand politics. We didn't understand government. And we didn't do anything, and we let our country go the wrong direction. Well, it's time for the church to stand up and start taking your place. So now what we're doing with the Equality Act, listen, it affects if you're a student, if you're a woman, if you're a church, for sure, if you're a church, you can't say and you can't do what you think you can do. You can't make a decision based on your beliefs. If you have a public restaurant, you have to allow men and women to use the same restroom if they decide they're a woman that day. You know, it's ridiculous. This is crazy. We woke up one day and felt like our nation was in the toilet. And this is where we're at. We've got to stand up. And Jim, I'm so glad you're talking about this because we talked about it back in February. But this is so important. We have to stand strong for what's right. And you say, well, how do you stand strong? You get involved. Well, how do I get involved? Well, it's very simple. You call your senator. People think, well, I don't want to do that. I don't want to email. No, this is really, this is your nation. This is your nation at stake. You get on the phone, you call them, and you tell them, you're very respectful, but you say, look, I'm a constituent, and this is what I'm not for this. They will listen to you. We've somehow bought the lie that, well, it doesn't really matter. Well, it does matter, but you got to get involved. And the other way to get involved is run for the school board. Run for some of these water board in rural counties. You got to be able to get on because these things control what goes in our schools. If we had done that from the beginning, we wouldn't have had Roe v. Wade back in January 22nd, 1973. We wouldn't have had that, but we didn't get involved. And so what you're having now, the Equality Act actually empowers the abortion movement, because now doctors cannot deny care. They cannot deny someone an abortion. They have to do it. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. And we've got to get motivated. We've got to get involved. I applaud Franklin Graham for standing up. We've talked about this. He's coming on the program. And we cannot do it. We cannot sit back and let our nation go this way. We can't. We don't have the luxury. In fact, Jim, what really happened November 3rd or January 6th or January 20th, whatever date you want to pick, what really happened was a dividing line in the church. You don't have the luxury of kind of walking down the middle of the road anymore. You don't have that luxury anymore. Either you are a Bible-believing pastor, an attendee, or church worker, or you're not. There really is no middle ground. You can't kind of ride the fence on this, because they own the fence, and you can't do it. You've got to decide which side of this you're on. The left isn't letting you do this. Do you remember the politics used to be everybody tried to move to the center. Everybody wanted to be kind of fuzzy, so they would be kind of do some conservative things, do some liberal things, and so you never really knew. Well, we don't have that issue now. It's very plain. You got the right, you got the left, and it's way different. You got extreme liberalism and conservatism. It's time for us to wake up and stop trying to think you're electing a pastor to office. You're not electing a preacher to office, you're electing a president. He's not necessarily a man of God, but he's God's man. And that's what we need to be aware of and be ready to move and act. Sorry, it's your program. I'm taking over. Please, Jim, I'll give it back.
No, I love it. That's why I want you on the show. I want to have you back if you can get back once in a while, because I want your voice. I want, and we're just talking about Franklin Graham. Yeah. I want to know if you've talked about on your show the fact the same group that tried to take us off the air, in fact, took us off from a couple stations and networks, but we got everything back almost except one or two, and so we're really pleased. But the thing is, this group is now trying to take Franklin Graham from the presidency of the Billy Graham Association. Have you heard that yourself?
No, I haven't, but that does not surprise me. And they're trying to, this cancel culture is all about canceling Christians. We need to wake up. The church needs to wake up. Hello, wake up. This is you they're after. It's not the preacher of the mega church only down the street. They're after you. They want to keep you quiet. The Democrats see this as their opportunity to go after you. And they're trying to cancel you, to shut you down, and bring in the one world government and everything else. And this isn't a conspiracy theory. This is the truth. They're very emphatic about what they intend to do. And this is it. They're trying to cancel Christians. And if they can do it, if we let them, they will do it.
That's it. There you go.
I have a little B-roll, roll-in of a film of a flashpoint so people can see your show. And I want them to watch your show, and they can see you on Victory Network, right?
Yes, sir, on the Victory Channel every Tuesday and Thursday night.
We need men and women of good character, solid moral compass, who unceasingly, unreservedly, unashamedly push forward a godly vision of America. Everybody around the internet is concerned about what's happening next.
The misery index is going to rise to such a level that the hope of the gospel, the promise of the gospel, and the reality of the gospel is going to appear almost as though it was the first time people heard it.
Abortion is the most serious human tragedy that we have ever seen in history. And unfortunately, it has been normalized under the words choice, reproductive health care, reproductive justice. But there is no justice for the unborn human child.
It's shocking how Americans have just rolled over and accepted in the large part.
there's a choice on the left that government is God. At the end of the day, the reason they want the government to control everything is because that is their God.
That's right. That's so brilliant. Yes.
And we want you to let everybody know, what channels can we get your show on? I know you're on Roku, which is, we're on all of our networks on Roku. Yes, and you're on Apple, aren't you, Gene?
Yes. The easiest way to tell people is just to go to govictory.com and they can see all the outlets, because we're on YouTube Live. Of course, we do social media, Facebook, all that, Roku. Dish Network, Channel 265, DirecTV, Channel 366. And then stations are starting to ask if they can take the program. And so, Mondo, we're working on that, a syndication agreement, because we're not letting anybody edit. We're not letting anybody tweak it. If you take the program, you take it in its entirety when we do it. So we're making that available very soon, because we're being absolutely bombarded by requests to take the program. And this is what we're about. It's not about making money. It's about getting the word out and letting people see who Jesus Christ every bit is, number one, and ushering in this great awakening that we're on the cusp of. We're seeing it. Media is a part of it, and we're all got to get on board and get involved. So go to govictory.com, and you can see all the ways to watch, and that's probably the easiest way. We're on Roku, like you said, Amazon Fire, all those outlets.
I really would like to have you on the Prophets, because you network, our Prophets Network, and it went on the air when I had a stroke, and I was in bed. And my staff kept going, and in the middle of the thing, we signed the papers.
Yes.
Marcella brought them to my bedside, and she said, "Do you want to still go with this, Dad?" And I said, "Absolutely."
Absolutely.
Here I am, ready to die almost. Yeah, so, you know, I had a stroke. The doctors told Lori that it was, you know, 50-50 chance if I would live. But I did. I lived and did not die.
That's
and
right.
I signed those papers. And so I really would like to have you on that, Gene, and we will not edit you.
No,
I promise
right.
you that. We believe in the voice of the prophets.
Amen.
And we'd love to have your show on. You have one of my friends on regularly is Dr. Wallnau. Dr. Wallnau is one of my dearest friends, and we've been doing some wild stuff, you know,
throughout the years, yeah.
He helped elect President Trump, and we just mentioned it almost daily for a year. Mm-hmm. And tell us about how you know Dr. Wallnau and who all do you have on your show?
Well, Lance, I followed for many years and just reached out to him because of he's actually local here, not too far from where we're at here in Texas. So I reached out to him and I had him out because I knew he did a teaching on revival. And most people don't realize that Lance is the forerunner of the seven mountain mandate. And so he came out. We talked about revival, reformation. I saw him do the same thing up there with you guys. And so that was the lead in. But when we started Flashpoints, when we really started doing a whole lot more together and talking and comparing notes, he has contacts, we have contacts. And so this is the great thing about the body coming together. The church can work together. And Lance has been, he's a part, he's a dear friend. And I'm so glad he's a part, along with Hank Kuhneman up in Omaha, Nebraska. Of course, Mario Murillo, my soul winner friend out in Reno, Nevada is where he lives now. Dutch Sheets is a good friend. He's a regular on with us. You just never know. This is the great thing I learned from you, Jim. The show is never predictable. You never know what you're going to see or who's going to be on there, because you're going to have government officials one day, and you'll have preachers the next day, and you may have Kat Kerr the next day eating cake on television.
Yeah.
I know. She's something else, right? And, you know, Mario Murillo, he was just with us recently. We hadn't seen Mario together and in years, and except for on your broadcast. And so, Mario, we go way back with Mario. And, of course, Hank and Brenda Kuhneman, we love dearly and have them on from time to time. So, I mean, you're in good company, Gene.
Yeah, you're doing a great job. Put together one of the new Christian shows that everyone should be watching, because it's a now show. But where do you believe we're on the prophetic timeline? And you deal with this on your own show.
Yeah, absolutely. I believe we're at what I just said, Jim. We are at the cusp of the Great Awakening. We've just barely tipped our toe on it. I can go deeper. I mean, I know you quote Amos 3:7. You know, we have got this, and the prophets have gone. It's no surprise to me that you launched this prophets network at the same time. All of this came up in level. This is where the church has got to get a grip and see what God's doing. We're at that place where you're going to believe a prophet. Note it said, you know, stand with the prophets. It doesn't say stand with the prophets if it works out in your timeline. That's not scriptural. We have to stand with them. Now, I'm standing with Hank Kuhneman. I'm standing with people that have said things are not over. I believe it. Do I know how? I don't know how. I have no idea how this is going to happen, but I know. I know I'm staying with the prophet. I'll take the Bible seriously and the scripture seriously. This is where we're at, because I believe we're stepping into it. You're about to see, and this is why I'm such a fan of what you're doing in media, because this is the vehicle that the Great Awakening will be displayed on. Who would have thought a year ago we would be relying on Skype or Zoom or these as a primary way of doing television? Well, you know, that's not the way you did it. You brought people in. They were there live on the set. And now that's not even the norm. This, everything is changing. And the church is about to see a great revelation. And the revelation is going to be who you thought were the rocks of the assembly, the pillars of the assembly, they're not the ones. They're not. You're going to see a great shaking in the church. I truly believe this, where some of these people, there'll be a great falling away. And by falling away, and not from Jesus, falling of people that have been in prophetic political office in their church that weren't accurate, that were trying to coast, or maybe it was a great idea. I love what Reinhard Bonnke said to me about, if you got to serve cake and tea to get them to church, you're going to have to keep serving cake and tea until you run out. This is where we're at. We've got to do that. We've got to take hold of the church and be the church. But listen, it's time to be closer to, this is a time to press in like never before, press into who Jesus is. And if you don't know who the Holy Spirit is and you're not baptized in the Spirit, this is the time you've got to push in. Because if you're not, you're going to be led astray and you're going to miss what God's doing in this day, in this time.
Well, I sit here listening to you and I'm so impressed, and I've been watching your show, so I know what you're doing on TV. But I look at you, and you still look quite young. So you look at, it's the same as you did back when you were 17. Aww. But he was working on the crew, and this guy was making my show work. Mm-hmm. You know, he was running camera. He was doing all kinds of things there, as our team did. And here today, there's some of his team here we are today with this man hosting, I think, one of the, it's a step up. And this Skyping business, I hate Skyping, by the way, but I love it.
Yes.
I hate it, but I love it. Yeah. And it's the technology of it is sketchy compared to as far as the quality goes. But we're putting in new equipment and we're believing God to help
us. You like being in person with people, but this really is an amazing vehicle. Gene is right.
But I will say this, Gene, you couldn't do your show with those. You have the prophets that are busy prophets, and you couldn't have them all on if you weren't Skyping. Are you Skyping most of your show? Are you bringing your guests in live, or how is that working?
It's very rare that we have someone in the studio. I think one time Hank was here and I had him in the studio with me. But there's some newer technology, emerging technologies that allows you to connect. It's a little bit better than Skype. The technology is still developing. It's going to get better. I think you're absolutely right. This is what it's all about. But it's what's great now is that we can connect with someone can walk out of a courtroom in Washington, D.C., walk right up and be live originating from a program in Blue Eye, Missouri. You know, the technology is there. You don't have to get on a plane and fly there and quarantine and wear your mask and, you know, all of that. I agree with you. I would rather have you here in person. I would rather be there in person. I want to see the property, you know, but I you're right. This is what we're dealing with. But we've got to embrace it. One thing that when you said that made me, memory came back to me, Jim. It was 17 years old, Heritage Village on Park Road. And I remember the first time working the crew and talk about new technology, watching the phones ring when you gave the salvation message for people to get saved. And I would just sit there and watch. You know, 200, I think it was 100 phones that would light up with people that were getting saved. That was cutting edge technology then. Nobody was doing stuff like that. This is that all over again. This is the next level of technology, and we've got to embrace it. We can't do what the church did to radio back in the 40s and can't do what they did to TV in the 60s. We've got to understand, we've got to embrace technology and use it to spread the gospel.
Amen.
Wow, I wish we had more time to talk about technology stuff, but I think we'll bore all the people if we get too far into it. But I believe, you know, God, when I was in prison, gave me a word that television was not going to be the same.
That's exactly
that
right.
Television as we know it was going to change drastically. Mm-hmm. And of course, it has changed drastically.
Sure,
and
yeah.
It is changing more and more and more. But we need people to help support the show today, and we've been talking about Revelation. I'm excited.
Yes,
we're doing, I call it part two of Revelation. Mm-hmm. That I'm speaking on.
Right.
And I'm going to probably have at least 5 hours of the new, from where are we now? From we were where it begins right after the four horses of the apocalypse. Where are we? And it's happening now. And I'll tell you what, you better get your seatbelt put in your rocking chair because you're going to rock right out of your seat with what's coming on earth.
Oh, man.
But it's an exciting time. Jesus is going to come back.
Mm-hmm.
But this is going to be a time where we're going to see the earth shake. We're going to mm-hmm. see a lot of things happening. And so if they want to get the new teaching,
right,
they can get that.
For a $25 donation to the ministry, that does include the shipping and handling as well. And that's a series you don't want to miss.
Right.
It's important. I teach it. I'm shaking almost when I'm teaching because it is so powerful.
It's
going to be 4 or 5 hours long of teaching that they can get for what price is that?
Yes, $25? $25 donation.
All right. So let's make sure you people order that today. And those who do not have the Revelation teaching,
I want them to get
the whole set.
Yes, this is a full series. It's 14 DVD set. That's over 30 hours of Revelation teaching from the very beginning to the end. You teach us all the way through what is Revelation, what is coming, and what are we living through right now. That's for a $100 donation to the ministry. That includes shipping and handling. But this is the key. Many people are asking, what's happening? What's going on? While the Lord has revealed it to us through the entire book of Revelation. So make sure to get that today by calling 1-888-988-1588.
This teaching of Revelation has pictures.
Yeah, it's amazing.
From the book of Revelation. Things that they saw back in Bible days.
Yes.
And then I would research them. And, you know, like the Apache helicopter and some of those things, when I show it on the screen as it describes in the Bible, it's exactly.
Yes.
And there's, you know, the fire from the sky and all. That Chicago fire, I document it.
Mm-hmm.
I show the videos from it, all of it. It's just unbelievable. And if you want to know where we're living and where we're going,
right,
we want you to get this set. So they can get that for $100?
Yes, $100 donation to the ministry, and that includes the shipping and handling.
And it's 14 DVDs, 30 hours of Jim teaching you on the book of Revelation.
And this is, I don't think it's going to be the final call, but this is the final call for what we have in the warehouse right now. And we'll have to get these back on the press because these are the books for right now. I wrote them a few years ago, but they're the most important books I've ever written about the last days, prosperity, and the coming apocalypse. That means the dangers of loving this world in the last days. You need to be firm. It's time for us all to stand firm. And then the book, The Refuge. Very important book that I wrote about the refuge. The church is the refuge for the last days. And it's a powerful book. It really is.
So you can get those two books for just $30 donation to the ministry, including shipping and handling. Go to jimbakershow.com, or you can write us at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you can call us at 1-888-988-1588.
Dr. Gene Bailey here with us today.
Yes.
He's the host of Flashpoint. You need to watch that show. Gene, you're currently working on a book titled The Revelation of the Remnant.
Mm,
can you give
good.
Us an overview of that?
Yeah, actually I can, Jim. The reality of Revelation of the Remnant is kind of what I touched on earlier. What we've seen here, especially when it comes to the prophetic, is we've seen a great pulling back, an unveiling of who really is a strong believer. Now, I'm talking about pastors. I'm talking about just believers. I'm talking about everything. But the remnant, these are the people that are going to go to what you were just describing in those products. These are the people that are going to go to the next place. And as we walk down this path, it may not all, and I'm sure it's not going to be always roses, and you're not going to get, a lot of applause for what you're standing up for. I know I'm not. So you've got, that's the remnant. The remnant says, no. No, I stand with the prophets. No, I know who Jesus is, and this is what we're going to do. But what we're seeing is the curtain pull back on who that is. And the truth of it is really a question. It's which side are you on? Which side are you on? And that's what this book dives into. And we kind of take on a lot of stories in here, as well as revelation of what I've learned over the past 3 or 4 years.
Why has the fire and brimstone preaching that, boy, I grew up with fire and brimstone. In fact, I was one, I think, for a while. Millions were saved through fire and brimstone preaching. It's kind of gone out of style. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I can tell you, Jim, this, it has gone out of style because we tried to be entertainment-minded instead of salvation-minded. Luke 19:10 says, the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost, and we got our eyes off of that mandate, and we started building bigger churches and coffee shops, and the truth is, that's not what we're supposed to be doing. So fire and brimstone's making a comeback. Let me tell you, people need the truth. You go, well, we don't want to offend the young people. We want to offend the next generation. Listen, you're offending the next generation by not telling them the truth. It's time to stand up. This is where Mario and I get, we feed off each other when it comes to this. Because listen, it's time to start telling people the truth. Here's a little interesting statistic. If the world stopped spinning today and there no one died and no one was born, it would take, at the current rate that we're winning people to Christ, it would take over 100 years to win the world to Christ. We're not doing a good job. Somewhere in the early 70s, we decided it was up to Billy Graham's of the world and Jim Baker's and Pat Robertson's, instead of stepping up and saying, I got to take responsibility. You start reading Jeremiah 3 and 33, and you realize, I have a responsibility to share the gospel. If I don't, I've got their blood on my hands. That's pretty sobering when you realize everybody you come in contact with, you've got their blood on your hands if you don't share the gospel. That's not comfortable. That may be called fire and brimstone. I don't care. It's the truth. It's time for us to get back to winning the loss and showing people who Jesus really is. And he's not going to be found in the coffee shop by himself drinking coffee. He's going to be found on the front lines. And that's where this great awakening happens, Jim. That's where we start to see with the salvation opens the door to the health and the great signs, wonders, and miracles. That's the signs and wonders are the dinner bell for the world. They're signs that make you wonder. And that brings people like, what is this? And that's what you're going to see. That's what you're going to see up there at Morningside, where people come and go, wait a minute. There are people that legs are growing out, that they're getting their sight back, their hearing, Alzheimer's cured, dementia's cured. That's coming. That's happening. We better get ready. Jim, I remember the Jesus movement. The church wasn't ready for the Jesus movement. And 40% of those that got saved left. Only 40% remained. 60% left the church. The same thing happened at 9/11. 9/11, there was the next Sunday, there was a huge, churches were packed all around the world. The church wasn't ready. We were not ready. This is the last call. Last call for the church to get ready to show people who Jesus is. And fire and brimstone, if that's what it is, then that's what we need to do.
But one of the chapter titles in your new book is Days of Noah, Elijah, and everyone else. Will you explain that?
I'll give you a little peek into that. Noah had a word from God. Noah had a word from God to build an ark. You know, we have a word from God now, and we expect if it didn't happen by next week, something's wrong. There was a lifetime. It was almost a whole generation that happened between Noah, depending on the way you decipher scripture, over 100 years, between the moment he got the mandate to build the ark until he launched, okay, until it started raining. Listen, this is what I'm talking about, Jim. We've got to suck it up here, folks, and get strong and get serious about what we're doing. Noah, this is the days of Noah. There are people that are upset because Trump's not in office. Well, get over it. Get over it. Number one, are you going to stand with the prophets or are you not going to stand with it? Who says the timing of that? Stop getting your eyes on dates and start setting dates because you think that's what it's going to be. No, we need to get our eyes off of a man and onto Jesus and see what happens. So that's the days of Noah. Elijah passed the mantle to Elisha. There's a lot of mantle passing that needs to happen. And there's stuff that needs to, not that you hand off the mantle and you've gone up into heaven. I'm not talking about that passing. I'm talking about we have got a duty to train people. And this is what you did so well, Jim. You're training people. You're training people now. We have to train the next generation of preachers, train the next generation of prophets, how to prophesy, how to hear God. What does that look like? The practical side of being a servant of the Most High. That's what we've got to do. So we've got to be able to do that. And now some of the other prophets, some of the other Bible figures in there, what about, let's talk David for just a moment. I don't know how much time I got, but let's talk about David, for instance. Everybody loves to tell the story of David and Goliath. But the truth is, he slew Goliath. He took his head to his tent. He took the head back to Jerusalem. And we have this Bible school fantasy that happened and then he was king. Well, nothing was further from the truth. The truth is, Saul hunted him down for years to try and kill him. Why? Because they sang songs about Saul has killed his thousands, David has killed his 10,000s. He had favor. And if you think you want favor, get ready for opposition, because with favor comes great opposition. But you got to know who you are. This is where the revelation of the remnant really is. You got to know who you are in Christ and be ready to step out there and do what God called you to do. We need more Davids. Instead, we've got a lot of Sauls out there that are trying to work their way into the church, work their way into a bigger car and a bigger house, and that's not what it's all about. And I don't have any problem with prosperity, folks. That's not the point. What Jim's point is where I agree, we can't let that. The purpose of prosperity is distribution, not accumulation. It's distribution, and that's where we've got to get to. And you can't do that if you don't press in, if you're not locked in to who Jesus is and you're not listening to the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit will rock you and he'll ask you to do things that you're not comfortable with. I got news for you. Calvary wasn't comfortable. Neither is being a Christian. If you're comfortable being a Christian, you're not doing it right. And that's, I'll stop there.
Boy, now that's the truth right there. If you're, that's a great question that Gene is asking all of us, and making the statement, if you're comfortable being a Christian, then you're not doing it right.
Wow. Yeah.
That's pretty powerful, and it's very true.
Wow. We really want you back, Gene. This has been great today. But our time's gone for today. And we have enjoyed having Dr. Gene Bailey with us.
Yes, we
from
have.
From the brand new show, Flashpoint. And I hope that you will start watching his show. And don't forget all the things that we're offering now in the show. Mm-hmm. All these things go to support the show.
That's
it's 100%
right.
to support
Amen.
The ministry and keep it going. And we have the hand sanitizers are brand new.
So it's 12 bottles, 8-ounce bottles. So these are the nice size bottles, 8 ounces, and you'll receive 12 of them in one pack for a donation of $50 to the ministry. That includes shipping and handling.
These are not little. These are not little tiny bottles.
They're not. And I'm telling you, Dad,
these are the big bottles.
People are taking advantage of this because they are storing it. They're just putting it away for their friends, their families.
Oh,
it has that
good.
Citrus smell, which is so wonderful.
That's like you peeled it.
That's
orange.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So you have them by the case.
Yes,
and
that's
so that's
right.
the only way you can get them right now.
Absolutely. One case, which includes 12 bottles. For
and that,
a
if there's a crisis or something, and it's hand sanitizers will always be the first thing to go away for some reason. We have suppliers now that are really on top of stuff.
Yeah, it's and exciting.
So
they're
this
bringing
new
products
company,
to us.
This is one of their new products that they have for us. The thing that it has the vitamin
Yes, the vitamin E.
And it's advanced hand sanitizer, and you get a dozen bottles
that's
of
right.
it.
That's right, a dozen bottles
for
of it.
$50.
Yes.
That's it. And that's
and
that's,
that does include the shipping and handling as well. So call us 1-888-988-1588. Go to the Jim Baker Show, jimbakershow.com today, and you can see all the products that we have available to help you to be a resource for you and your family today.
Okay, we do have to go. It was so good to have Dr. Gene Bailey with us. I'm so proud of what he's doing to bring the gospel of the prophets to the world.
That's right.
That's what God's
Amen.
Doing right now.
Amen.
Well, we have to go, and I'm going to be back teaching more of Revelation. I've got a couple more lessons that I've got to get in here that are now. This next section, these are seatbelt lessons. You better, this is saying get ready, be strong, because what's coming, there's going to be a whole lot of shaking going on. That's what's next. It's not what I said. It's what does the Revelation say.
Yeah.
So be sure to be ready and order your teachings on the Revelation so you are prepared for these last days. You can call us or go to our website, Lori.
That's right. Call us at 1-888-988-1588 or go to the website, jimbakershow.com.
Amen. I have to go. I'm thrilled to have Dr. Gene Bailey with us today. Goes way, way, way back.
Yeah.
And when he was just a young kid.
Yeah.
And now he's a middle-aged kid or something. God loves you. He really does. Bye-bye for today.
Bye-bye. We love you. Thank you, Gene.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today, 1-888-988-1588. You can also write to The Jim Baker Show at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. Now's a good time to visit our website at jimbakershow.com. Here you can find today's show offers, clearance items, and great deals. You can read our daily news feeds, sign up for our email lists, and so much more. It's a great place to catch up on recent programs and take a look back at episodes dating back to our early years at Morningside and Studio City. featuring great music, incredible guests, and in-depth teachings. Log on to our website today at jimbakershow.com.